Tom. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. This is my favorite song, the Wall Street Shuffle. And when I was at the university back in the 1970s, I made a tape of it. And those were the days of the cassette tapes. And so I bought the album. And then I re-recorded it over and over so I could just play it in the cassette deck, and it would just play over and over. And I had no idea why I did that. And now I know. Now I know. For the last 3 years, I've been using it as the theme song for USAprepares.com. And it's absolutely correct. The corruption on Wall Street is rampant. Absolutely disgraceful. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked, hour number two, USAprepares.com. We are delighted you're here. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, it's good to have you aboard.
Thanks, Vincent. Almost didn't make it. I was getting ready at 9:52, and my internet went down. It looks like it's just popped back up. So right now I'm on plan B.
Are you really? Okay, well, you know, John, that's something that we talk about all the time. We talk about Plan B. And Mike Parsons went to Plan B, USAprepares.com instructor from Tennessee. He went to Plan B. He had an ice storm over the last couple of days. It took out his power, and he needed power to keep his animals warm on his farm, you know, chickens and those kinds of things. And so he went to Plan B. I've got a generator right outside the farmhouse. It's a two-cylinder diesel engine powered military surplus generator that's hooked into a transfer switch, and all I do is hit the electric start, and off it goes, and I throw the switch, and I'm good. So I'm on Plan B often, too. So I'm glad, well, that's what we talk about at the meetups, right? Plan B, Plan C. So I'm glad you're here, John Reagan. Man, oh, man, where do you want to start?
Well, there's been a lot go on during the past week. In fact, the day after we talked was the State of the Union. I'm glad that the neighbors weren't around when I was watching that. They might have heard me yell at my computer.
Well, I don't think you'd be yelling at your computer. You'd be yelling at the guy whose voice was coming out of your computer.
It was one of the hazards of what we do, having to inform ourselves in order to provide the benefit to others.
Yeah, Barry the liar. Yeah, Barry the liar. Barry the golfer. I can't believe that that guy can try to say that stuff with a straight face. Well, he's just reading it. He's just reading it. I don't think.
If we really wanted to go in and unspin the spin of the State of the Union, we'd need 2 hours just for that.
Okay. Well, where do you want to go?
Well, I'm going to start out in my preparedness section.
Okay.
And for those of you following along at home, that's at the financialstateoftheunion.com on the news tab. And I've got 5 articles for preparedness that I put together for this week. The first one is I call Long-Term Bug Out.
Okay.
This is a story that is actually an old story. In 1978, a Soviet geological team was out in Siberia searching for new oil and mineral reserves. And they ended up finding a family that had escaped Bolshevik Christian purge back in the mid-30s. And when this family left, they basically just had their possessions and some seeds. They didn't even have, guns or anything to hunt with. And Mm-hmm. They survived all those years. And one of the things that I found interesting is that the end of the article talks about the family only had one request, and that was for salt.
Mm. That's John Reagan, that's something that you've been advocating at meetups. You've been telling us that we need salt, we need salt. I have about 500 pounds here at the farm, and you tell me that's not enough.
Well, not when you're raising cattle.
Oh, yeah, 500 pounds goes very quickly when you raise cattle, but I'm talking about for us humans. We've got about 500 pounds, and you think that's not enough, right?
For humans, 25 pounds would probably do a person for somewhere between 10 and 20 years. You're looking about a teaspoon a day for health reasons.
Okay. All right. I just, Tom, I've got a message for Tom. Tom, I just got an email from one of our class members, Scott. He says, Vince, could you turn your volume up a little, please? So, Tom, is that something I need to do? Okay. All right, so I can't fix it? Because I can turn the volume up at my end. All right. So, all right, Scott, I'm eating the microphone right now. Okay, go ahead, John.
I think that's just a good example of how things can go in real life. And we may be in this position ourselves. Homesteading is obviously a better choice because you've got your home, you've got everything in place, you can have your farm animals. But if you have an oppressive government come in, your only choice is to go out to places where people don't want to live and make it. And this is an example of a family that did just that.
All right. Is there more to this story?
Well, there's more, and I'd recommend reading it. But I'm going to skip on down to the next article, which I have called Plan on Hunting. Because a lot of people you talk to about, you know, I'm not worried if something happens. I'm just going to go out and shoot Bambi.
Yeah, and John, I keep hearing that all the time. You're absolutely right. You know, I got me a 30-06, I got me a 30-30, I got me a 308. And heck, I don't need that. I've got a 44 Magnum. I'll just go hunt with that. They have no idea how few animals there are. Is that where you're going?
That's part of it, too. We have over 300 million people just in the United States. The deer population is around 30 million. So basically, there's only one deer for every 10 people. And a century ago, it's estimated that the herd had dwindled to as low as 300,000. Now it's with much less population than we have now.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, you know, the tales of the buffalo. It's estimated there were somewhere between 50 and 60 million at the height, wandering our plains. And we don't have those now. And then when you look at what we're doing farming-wise, now I don't know how up-to-date these numbers are. 90 million cattle, 117 million pigs, and almost 2 billion chickens. And most of that livestock is now in commercial farming operations. So they're highly concentrated. And if power goes out, a lot of those will die just from the power going out.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a lot of food out there. And we are so leveraged with technology that we lose that technology. Things start unwinding very quickly. And it's not just our civilization. We can look at past civilizations, whether it was the Romans or here in America with the Aztec. When climate change happened, it overran what their technology could handle. And we're having severe climate change go on right now, amongst other things. Now, we're also dealing with radiation from Fukushima. We're dealing with genetically modified organisms. They're putting more and more of that out that will cross-contaminate what it gets in contact with. We've already discussed geoengineering today with know, dim trails.
Mm-hmm.
It's very challenging just to try to live.
John Reagan, what you said in the last few words hits the nail right on the head. It's challenging to live. And I'm experiencing that right this moment. Here at the farm, I've said this, and I'm saying it so that the class understands. Before the broadcast, I get up really early, and I hop on the tractor just as the sun's coming up to feed the animals, because they're frozen from overnight. They're starving. And I feed them as soon as I can see. As soon as it's safe for me to go out there and feed them, I do. And could I feed them at night? Yeah, I guess I could, but I don't want to run them over. I really don't. And cows don't have really good vision. So they could get blinded by the headlights, and I don't want to have those accidents. So for everybody's safety, meaning the cows, I feed them as soon as it's daylight, as soon as they can see me and as soon as I can see all around me. So I feed them in the morning, then I feed them at noon, and then I feed them at night, you know, before it gets dark, so they can get through the night. They use the hay to stay warm so they don't die. John, I am feeding hay at a fantastic rate, between, and it varies, between 2 and 4 times normal. I'm going to run out of hay because I only grew and harvested twice as much as I did the year before. I thought, I'll be in great shape. I'm going to run out of hay. And I'm not the only one. We're all going to run out of hay. And when that happens, or at least most of us are, and when that happens, we're going to have to sell our animals. They're going to go into the food supply chain, and there's going to be a glut of beef, and the price will collapse to the farmer. The farmers will go out of business. And then the consumers in 12 to 18 months are going to see much, much higher food prices. And so not only are farmers having trouble who raise cattle farmers, dairy farmers are having trouble, and so are crop farmers. I think we are in way, way, way more trouble than is being publicized. Do you agree or disagree with that, John Reagan?
Absolutely. And when we get to the financial section, we've got an article or two on that, too.
Okay. So, class, here's what's happening. I look at it at the micro level, meaning that at the farm level. I look up, I look down. I mean, I look up at the skies, I see the chemtrails, and then bam. 1.5, 2 days later, bam, the weather changes and we get pummeled. Just like Mike Parsons did. Just like the East Coast did. Just like we are. And then it's really rough for the animals. And then they die. 10% of my herd of new calves is dead in 30 days already this month. John Reagan looks at it from the macro perspective. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just sent the story about the cattle dying, the young calves that are dying at a fantastic rate. We've lost 10% of our annual calves in 30 days. So whatever we'd expect for the entire year, we've lost 10% of them in 30 days. And we're not the only one. So I just sent the post link that I wrote to Alex Jones at Infowars.com. It'd be great if he ran with it. It'd be wonderful. And I just got an email from Sam Bushman. And Sam Bushman's broadcast is Liberty Roundtable. And he ran with the story early this morning. I sent it to him last night. So I think it's national news. I really do. And I've decided that one of the things that I want to expand USA Prepares into is some of these stories that I've decided to write firsthand rather than repost stories that I see on the Internet. I'm just going to write some that I see. And so that's what I've done this morning. John Reagan, so you look at the worldwide news and you compare what I'm saying right here on this broadcast, what I'm saying in the micro level on my farm, what I see, to the worldwide news, and it jives, doesn't it? So did we lose John Reagan?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah. So did you hear what I just said, John?
Yes, I did. And my response was, yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So what's next?
Well, third on under the preparedness, I called the right priorities. The title of the piece is Establishing a New Farm, Where to Start and How to Prioritize. And it discusses what three families did and what their top five priorities are for the first year. And what we have to keep in mind when reading articles like this, it's good information, but it's also written from the perspective of having an intact global supply chain. It's when you come down and look at priorities, at the top of two of the list, say, build a home. And yes, that's important, but while you're building a home, you can't put most of your effort into raising your food. If you look at the way the pioneers did things when they went and they got their property, the very first thing they would do is plant their crop, because that's what's going to take the longest time to grow. The second thing is they would put in their barn so they have a place for their animals. Then they would build their home so there would be a place for them. They would sleep in their wagon until that was done.
You know, that's a really good point, John. You're absolutely right. One of the first things that we did on the farm was we planted some fruit trees, because it takes years to get them to grow. And we selected a spot for the garden, and we put the topsoil there. We didn't do it quite that way, but we did build the home first. And, you know, Mike Parsons, you've heard me mention him many times, is a really good guy. And he helped me find a used barn. I bought all the materials with his assistance to construct a 40-foot wide by 120-foot long barn. And so I have the materials, and I'm going to build this barn because I need more protection for our animals, more than we've had before. That's a huge barn, John. You know, for a small farmer like us with just a couple hundred acres, that's a huge barn. That's in addition to the five barns we already have. So times are really, really getting tough for raising animals. And, you know, I know what's happening right now. I can feel it. I know farmers are saying, man, this is getting so rough, so difficult. Maybe we ought to just get a job. Maybe we ought to do something else instead of farming, because the death rate is so horrific. I was in tears. I mean, I was literally in tears on Saturday when that calf died in our arms. I was literally in tears. And it's not the first time. These are our family, John, and they're dying, and there's not much we can do to stop it. It's not that I want these animals to die. I mean, every time they die, it's $1,000 out of my pocket. And the taxes don't stop. And the other costs that we have don't stop. And, John, we heard it during the news just now that there's a propane shortage. A propane shortage. There's propane price gouging. Class, you need to buy propane in the summer. Not in the winter, in the summer. Fill up your tank in the summer. Buy your own tank. I think the last price I paid for propane was $1.29 a gallon. And I still have it. Buy your own tank. Prepare. It's getting worse. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you are giving Vinny a run for his money. I'm getting texts, I'm getting Facebook posts, I'm getting emails, and so I'm looking at the screen for the packet loss, I'm looking at the screen for modulation, I'm looking at the news, I'm talking with John Reagan, and it's good. It's good for me because it's expanding my reach and my capabilities. Thanks so much for doing that. John Reagan, tonight we've got a meetup. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be talking about the TSA. I'm going to be talking about how they put their hands down my pants and what it means, why they're doing it, the abuses, how we need to stop it, and how they were really setting me up for a naked search, strip search, and cavity search. I mean, we're going to talk about that at the meetup. We're going to talk about the cattle and the chemtrails, and we're going to have a round table discussion. John, would you help me tonight and share your thoughts about the things I'm talking about with our meetup class tonight? Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will, and I'll certainly share.
Okay, sounds great. What's next, John?
I've just got two more items under preparedness. One is addicted, and this one specifically talks about caffeine. But there's
other problems with our modern lifestyle. We've got caffeine, whether it's from, you know, coffee, tea, or soft drinks. We've got people that are hooked on cigarettes. We have people that are hooked on sugar. And when things hit the fan and these items go away, maybe you do have a stockpile that will last for a little while. But when you have to quit those, and I have gone off caffeine before, and it is not pleasant, you get a severe headache.
Now, you're absolutely
right. You don't want to be in a position like that when your life depends on it. And if you think it's tough getting off these things now, just wait till your life is on the line and you don't have the supply chain to support you.
John Reagan, I was talking with my doctor, and she suggested, both my doctors, Dr. Norman Chiuli and Dr. Susanna Coote, and they both said, here's the answer, and Ricky Rocket, too, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, all three have said, we need to drink, take your body weight in pounds, so let's say 200 pounds, for our arithmetic's sake, divide that by two, you get 100, and that is the number of ounces of water, good, clean, pure water you need to drink per day. So, you know, I drink coffee during the broadcast, and I'm going to switch to water. I'm going to drink it out of the USAPreparedness.com black coffee mug, but I'm going to switch to water. And I'm weaning myself off coffee. I'm on decaffeinated coffee, and I have been for quite a while. So I'm just going to cut that out and go to water. And I didn't think I could do it today because I was up till, you know, very, very late last night working on the website. But I'm going to do it. I really am. So you're right. You're absolutely right. And the symptoms on this website are of caffeine withdrawal, headache, fatigue, sluggishness, lethargy, tiredness, difficulty concentrating, fuzziness, decreased motivation for tasks, irritability, depression, anxiety or nervousness, flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, muscle aches. I mean, it goes on and on. So, yeah, we are addicted. As a matter of fact, I was with a young person this weekend, and he reached for one of those pep drinks, you know, one of those energy drinks. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, I don't think you need that. He goes, okay. So he didn't drink it. But, yeah, young people are starved for these higher and higher and higher doses of drugs that are sold over the counter as soft drinks and energy drinks. You're absolutely right. It's a problem. We got to get off it, like right now. What's next, John?
Well, if you have a homestead, one of the things you want is some way to know if you have intruders. So I've got an article here that I've, the link I've entitled is Edible Alarm. And if you follow that, that talks about homestead geese. It talks about how they're easy to care for. They're good protectors. They like to eat weeds. They don't require as much tending as chickens. In fact, they kind of like to stay out 24/7. So in your planning on putting together a homestead, this may be one of the things you want to have in that way of, you have intruders, you've got something to alert you, and when they're, you know, beyond their usefulness, you've got something to eat.
I love it. I really do. And so, class, we want to go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com news tab. The post is right there. You got great posts, John, and if you forget how to get to the Financial State of the Union, just go to usapreparedness.com and click on, go down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the instructors, John Reagan, click on that. By the way, John, something very interesting happened to me. I was trying to do some posts on the website, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't get there. I kept getting timed out and errors and all kinds of things. So I called the company that was hosting our website, and they said, oh, yeah, you're causing all kinds of problems. We had to throttle you back. And so they throttled me back to the point where nobody could get to the website. So I upgraded it. And, John Reagan, we were getting like 12,000 views per day now. 12,000? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, class, we just lost John Reagan. He's going to be dialing back in, I'm sure. But I wanted to tell you that I was hosted by this web service company that throttled me back, or throttled my website back, to the point where we couldn't get to it. And I don't know exactly, okay, I don't know why that happened, but we've now upgraded, so we have five times the bandwidth that we had a week ago, and we're receiving 12,000 page views per day. So thanks very much for going to usapreparis.com and looking at these pages. John Reagan, I just got an email from the program director at KYAH in Utah. That's a station that is an affiliate of ours, and it covers the entire state of Utah. And he seems to like what we're doing. As a matter of fact, he put us on Drive Time Live. So thank you so much for doing that, KYAH in Utah. And when I'm in Utah, I listen to KYAH AM. John, what's next?
Well, I want to get in about the State of the Union, which then gets into the financial State of the Union. Normally, I just try to bypass these circuses and just read commentary the day afterwards. But, since I'm on the radio and having to give it the best shot, I had to make the sacrifice. So I watched the State of the Union. I watched the Republican response. I watched the Tea Party response. I watched Senator Paul's response. And I watched the Socialist response.
Mm-hmm.
After all of that, one of the things I noted, with one exception, none of these people talked about the debt.
Yeah.
President Obama talked about the deficit and probably talking about how he's cut the deficit in half, 5% of GDP, which that's like saying you're on the Titanic and, oh, good news, we're not taking on as much water.
Yeah.
And of all of those, the only one that mentioned debt was Senator Paul. And all he mentioned was the $17 trillion on the books debt, and none of the proposals that were put out would do anything to help our position. And one of the things you learn from the financial state of the union is what the whole real picture is. It's not just the $17 trillion that we have in federal government debt. We have a total debt in this country over $60 trillion. That is many times, it's over three times GDP. It's really about six times our income. That by itself is bad, but that's not the worst of it. When you look at the promises made for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, in order to pay those out, we would need over $200 trillion in the bank today earning interest in order to pay that. It's an impossibility. And nobody from D.C. is going to admit this, because if they did, I think getting reelected would be the least of their problems. They may have to worry about getting a very tight necktie, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Sure. And actually, John, I'm not advocating it, but I don't know why it hasn't happened. Well, I guess we're diverted by the Super Bowl, like in Rome, watching the gladiators. You talked about circuses. I got a call over the weekend saying, which team are you rooting for? I said, are you kidding me? I got animals dying. I don't have time for the circus. Yeah. And Barry the golfer, he runs his own circus. And why would anybody in their right mind believe Barry? Seriously. Why would anybody believe Barry? Or any of these politicians. They're paid liars. They're bribed liars. They're compromised liars. What's next, John? Oh, I know what I want to say. I was thinking that I paid $1.29 for propane last time I bought it. Class, I have multiple propane tanks here at the farm. I'm talking about large ones. Why? I bought them so I could own them, and I can shop anywhere I want for propane because I own the tanks. So if you get a propane tank lent to you by your propane company, you have to buy propane from them, and it's going to cost you a lot more. Well, I paid, on average, $500 for each one of my propane tanks. They were cleaned, and they're painted, and they're really nice looking. $500 a tank. I thought I paid $1.29 the last time I bought propane. I called up the company, and they said, wow, thanks so much for sending me this sale flyer. So that's your best deal, is it? And they said, no, actually, it's lower than that. It's either $1.24 or $1.19. So I got it for $1.24 or $1.19. I can't remember which. But that's what I paid last time. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. He's going to be at the meetup tonight. He and I are going to be on stage, and we'll be discussing the deaths of the cows. We'll be discussing the chemtrails, the violent weather, the economic impact on our food supply, TSA. And, Tom, do we have we've got a caller, James from Alabama. Is that correct? Let's see what happens. James, you're on the air with Vin Fennelly and John Reagan. Okay, all right. Okay, John Reagan.
Yes.
What's next?
Okay, under the financial section, let's go to the second article, which I've entitled, Where's the Beef? And this talks about how the cattle herd is at a 63-year low. We now have basically the herd size that we had back in the 50s, and we've got twice the population that we had in the 50s. So just from a supply and demand point of view, that means you're going to have higher prices. We've also had the dollar drop in value quite a bit since the 50s. So the combination of those two means, you know, really paying a lot more than you did from the 50s. Mm-hmm. There's also been a lot of news about the drought in California. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a 500-year drought, and if they don't get some rain going soon, it's going to be really bad real quick. California provides a lot of our agriculture in this country. You're talking about, you know, possibly total failure in some areas, and if we have to start importing that again with our dollar becoming more and more worthless in comparison, food prices get to be really nasty by the end of the year.
John Reagan, when I was in at the university in the 1970s, one of our professors said that in 40 years. Class, in 40 years, you will be experiencing problems with the following. Serious problems with the following. Trash, water, and energy. No question. We're here. We have, and you're talking about California, the drought. Now, where's that water going to come from? Well, there's going to be fights over water, don't you think, John Reagan?
Well, they're already shutting off access to some of the reservoirs there because they're so down. And 75% of California's usage is for agriculture, and they're diverting most of that to the urban areas, which brings up another problem in that California is one of the most populous states we have. And if there's not enough water to support that population,
you're looking at displacing millions of people to places where there's no infrastructure or jobs for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've done this to ourselves. We have done this by overpopulation, expansive growth, poor planning. And we have littered the entire planet with trash. And it's not just us. It's our governments who run these landfills. They administrate them. They oversee them. They control them. And they've done a miserable job with it. And energy costs keep going up and up. So, class, you need to grow a garden. You need to have your own water supply. You need to have water filtration. You need to have energy stored. You need to actually have a farm. You need to do what we're doing. You need to have a farm. And you need to have everything you need on the farm. And you know how long that takes to get that accomplished? Well, I've been working on it as long as I've had a job. And the first job I had was in 1976. First job where, you know, real job, right out of school, right out of college. John Reagan's going to be with me tonight. We're going to be talking about serious economic issues in the weather and the death of our food supply. It's really serious. Ziggy, Sunshine, and Glenstone, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.